Today we pray for the city's healing. Ever thought your city needed healing? Well, from what? Consider environmental disasters and all that that takes on everyone involved, from first responders to the one that actually lost something in the process. Criminal activity that took the lives of people senselessly. Destruction of homes or buildings from or businesses from fires. The number of homeless people on the street. Those who committed suicide. Broken relationships from offense. Other communities bad-mouthing your city, and so much more. Consider what your city has encountered in recent times and pray for it to be healed. Why should we pray for its healing? Well, the American Bible Society suggests this: to foster a sense of community and hope. They go on to say to connect with the collective desire for peace, unity, and prosperity within their urban spaces. Through prayer, we express our hope for the well-being of our community, like a temperature gauge. How's your city doing healing-wise? Is it healthy and whole? And seek guidance and strength to overcome challenges. And beautifully said, it's a way to invite God's love, peace, and healing into the lives of those around us, helping to bring God's kingdom on earth. So, Father, we lift up our cities today, and we know that each of our communities has experienced different things over the last year, last month, last 6 months, maybe even longer. So, Lord, we lift up those right now that have been affected by natural disasters. We know in this county, many have experienced fires. They've experienced homelessness. They've definitely experienced winds. Oh, yes. High wind issues, flooding, drought. So, Father, we pray for all of those that have been affected in the various ways, and we pray, God, that you would give them restoration, that the city, the community, the counties, and just the people around them, even the churches, would help them. We lift up the relationships that have been torn apart by being mad at each other and taking offense. We pray that there will be a release of mercy and apologies into our cities. We lift up those struggling with depression, anxiety, mental health issues, considering suicide. We pray for more education, more prevention, and people to be delivered from the spirit that wants to steal, kill, and destroy them. We pray for those that have had losses of family members, that they would have sufficient time to grieve and the right support. We pray for restoration from what was destroyed in our communities. We pray that what is built back will be better than it was before. Those that are traumatized by unexpected deaths from criminal activity, suicide, or car accidents, we pray, God, that they would be healed and comforted. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. We pray for the sick in our community to be healed, for the homeless to find purpose, that they would find value and freedom in Jesus, that there would be emotional healing to those that are depressed. We thank you for those who have experienced that you would heal their hearts and minds from the pain and suffering they have endured. Surround them with your peace and comfort. In Jesus' name, amen.